This computer. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the new version of the Yogi Show. We're actually doing video now. So we're doing video now.
Yeah, 3.0. This is Yogi Show 3.0.
Yogi Show 3.0. And I don't know a fucking thing about technology, right, Pedro?
He knows nothing. He's like an 80-year-old man trying to figure out how to hook up his headphones. This is the worst. This guy is the worst technology ever. And our friend DJ Taz Rashid, he's like, yeah, Brian's the tech guy.
Yeah, I'm the tech guy. Shit. Yeah. And you're all sending me like your videos that if you're not a tech person, you're sending me the videos to brian@theyogishow.com. And I don't know shit about tech.
This has been one of the craziest days ever. And we've had a lot of adversity today. And we wanted to come on and debut the Yogi Show 3.0. So 1.0 is when we used to do the Yogi Show live on Instagram. 2.0 when it was just audio. And now 3.0, we're doing audio and video. And there's a cat in the background. And yeah. We're talking about 5 steps to overcome adversity. 5 steps for helping you overcome adversity when you're in the heat of the moment. What to do to persevere and to get through. And it totally relates to today. Like right on point,
right 100%. And right when you were saying that, I had a pop-up from Google Chrome saying like, you want to update this shit? I'm just like, and you're talking and I'm like, okay, where the fuck is the recording at? Like, that's just happening. Like, our day has been nuts.
It's been nuts. Mm-hmm. so nuts. And the first thing you do to help overcome the adversity is take a deep breath.
Breathe.
I took 5,000 deep breaths today. I'm still working through it. But it does help, for sure.
Yeah, and sometimes you need breath of fire.
Just pump it up, man.
Sometimes you need to just one deep breath, and it's something that I do in the mornings, is you just arms high on an inhale, and then exhale fast. So inhale, exhale. In through the nose, out through the nose, mouth closed. I learned that from Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, if you're watching, fucking love
Tony Robbins is watching. Of course he's watching.
Please, I need a scholarship to what you're doing because today is fucking...
Today was a rough day, man. But hey, we made it this far. We made it. You know, we started with a deep breath, yes. And now we're chilling. You know, we're moving through. Kind of.
I think so. What's the next one, man?
Move your body. It's like that song, everybody. You know what I'm talking about.
Everybody.
Oh my god. See, I knew it. Everybody else knew it too. Like, I said it. Everyone watching this was right now. Dude, throwback, man.
2000 late. Was but Instagram seriously, even around then?
No, I think it just started. Maybe. But move your body.
Move your body. No. Go for a walk. Do some yoga. Move your body. Like, your body's a subconscious mind is what I've learned. Your body's a subconscious mind. So you move your body. I just thought of this right now. I was watching some like hypnosis, NLP. I think that's what you call it.
Yeah.
Holding this pose, like standing up, holding this pose, like you just won the championship. Holding this pose for 2 fucking minutes. Like, sets the tone for your body, like, physiologically. Is that even a fucking word? Am I even pronouncing it right? It's been such a long day. But in your body, if you hold it up like this for 2 minutes, your body chemistry changes and you feel confident and, like, it helps anxiety. So just moving your body helps. Walking.
I didn't know that.
Doing that. Yeah.
No, I knew moving your body for sure. Like, walking is, like, number one exercise. Like, walking. Walking is like the top. Yeah, walking. You know, and remind yourself. So number three, I love number three. Like, remind yourself that all of this that you're experiencing in this moment is temporary. It's not going to be forever. You're in the thick of it. You're in the fire. Everything's going, like, your world is crumbling in. I'm the victim. All these things. It's all temporary.
It's all
temporary.
Temporary. You know? I'm telling myself that right now. You're telling me that right now.
Yeah, this too shall pass, man. Yeah, no doubt.
Temporary, you know? Like, tomorrow's another day.
Tomorrow's another day. We got another podcast recording. Hopefully the technology works.
Yeah. Tomorrow's it, right? Tomorrow's another day. Next week's another week. Like maybe you're having a shitty day. Maybe you're having a shitty week. I'm saying this for myself right now.
Pretty much. Myself right Pretty now. Much.
Because I'm hoping tomorrow's better.
Hopefully, man. It's going to be. It already is.
Hopefully already for happened. You, man. Your day is going shitty, bro.
Because of you.
My day is good, but yeah, thanks, Pedro. Fuck you, though. No. Fuck off, though. Next one is use your frustration as a tool. So anger is a good tool. Anxiety is a good tool. So, and I've been doing a lot of research on this for myself. For myself is when you're angry, when you're frustrated, like that is your situation or like yourself telling you like, hey, this fucking needs to change or I need to have some attention to this so this doesn't happen again. So like anger is a tool.
Yeah.
Or like this morning we were upset about a recording issue and now we're on video right now. Like we're on video, we're on Zoom. We found this program because we were like frustrated with our other software program, which didn't even have anything to fucking do with the issue.
Side note.
Talk about that later.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah. It's a story for another day. But like that frustration came to video, which like your anger and your frustration is an opportunity to like hone in and see like, why is this causing frustration? Like this has something, this needs to fix.
Yeah.
Then in terms of anxiety from what I've learned is something that you haven't dealt with yet. So I'm not a fucking psychiatrist. I'm not Dr. Phil.
No, but it is. But it's like that thing that's building in you. You need to get it out or say something, do something about it, you know, or excitement.
Like, yes.
You know, use that nervousness, anxiety, anxiousness as sometimes it's excitement and like nerves happen. And don't think about like, oh my God, I'm going to freak out. Like, oh my God, how am I going to channel this energy into something amazing? You know?
100%. 100%. Embrace the butterflies. When I used to play competitive golf, when you're playing competitive golf, you get into like the leader group and like, there's multiple rounds. So like the first day you play good. And then the second day you're in the leader group and all the eyes are on you, all the pressure's on you. Like you got to do well. And like, you're going to be nervous. People are watching you. People are looking at you. Embrace the butterflies because I practiced hard to get to the leader group.
Like, no doubt.
Wherever you're at, you practice hard to teach that first yoga class. No wherever doubt. You're at, you practice hard to get where you're at. And that's why you have those butterflies. Embrace them. Like, use them.
Absolutely. Hey, bro, speaking of first yoga class, today marks the day 7 years ago that I taught my very first yoga class.
What?
Today.
No way.
Today, 7 years ago, first class shit. Ever.
Congrats, man. Were you crazy, in Speedos?
Crazy. I was in a Speedo. Yeah. I was in a Speedo. I was Bikram yoga, man. It was hot. Yeah. So hot.
Yeah, and you had long hair, man. You're working, dude, man.
I was living the life, man. You know.
Congrats. You know? 7 years.
Thank you. 7 years, man.
Power seven of seven, years. Too.
That's it, man.
There's some shit with seven, right? Do you know any of that?
I'm not numerology isn't my thing. Although I just did deposit $77.77 into my account yesterday. Some of their synchronicities happening
Holy
around me.
Holy crap. Anybody out there listening to this, if you're into numerology, comment.
Yeah,
and let us
please
know
comment. What does 777 mean? Let us know.
What does it mean?
Let us
and
know.
7 years ago, Pedro was taught his first class.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So crazy. I wonder what craziness. Okay, here we go. Number five. So five steps to overcoming adversity. Number five is huge. Do one thing. To take a step in the right direction to overcome the adversity. Just one thing. And I want to give a shout out to Yogi Brian. Today I was having writer's block. I was trying to write this framework for something we're working on. And I couldn't put the pencil to the paper. I couldn't do anything. And he's like, just write one word. He's like, this is the word. And it was Dharma. And I wrote the word down. And it funneled the whole project got taken care of. Like not seamlessly, like super fast. But like within like an hour, it was done. And it started with you setting the word, just start with one word, put it on the paper, and just let it flow, you know, and overcome. And so, yeah.
Love that, man. Yeah. Start with one word. And I heard that somewhere, you know, in terms of procrastination.
Do
one thing, one word, you know, and we like played around. One thing that I'm learning lately in my practice is you got to play. Like, you got to have fun. You got to use your imagination. You got to play. So, like, that was one of the things we talked about. We're like, Dharma. I gave you that word, Dharma. And then I was like, what's T-Rex? What's Tyrannosaurus Rex's Dharma?
Dharma. Like, and I was like, eat everything. And it just rolls, man. It just rolls.
Dude. Yeah, because then you picture, like, you playing. Like, everybody says, like, be like a child. Be innocent like a child. And child, like, children are in theta. Brainwaves, 2 to 6 theta, and then they're an alpha from like 6 to 12, whatever. And that's like the brainwaves you want to get to in meditation. Like, those are the brainwaves you want to get to meditation. So be like a child. Those brainwaves are your creative, like, imaginary friends, like, shit like that. When you're having fun, when you're imagination, you're having a good
imaginating.
Time. Imagining. Just imagine it. Just imagine it.
Bro, thank you for today. I learned so much from you today, this whole day, about, like, going through things, working through adversity, overcoming things. Honestly, no joke. And I think there's value in this episode, in this short little 15-minute segment. We got to cut it soon because we're going to go over 15 minutes. So, you know, this little segment that tells you you can get over it. You can overcome. You can work through. You can get through. You know what I'm saying?
I love it, man. And you can get through, you can overcome. And the reason why I say it's just fucking yoga, or it's just fucking life, or it's just fucking a podcast, is because, like, I'm living this shit. Like, I'm a very intense person. You can ask my wife that's downstairs, and you can ask Pedro. Very, very, like, fucking intense. And I need to chill that intensity. Yoga is helping me chill that intensity.
Yeah,
but it's, and like, memes. I gotta channel it. Yeah, memes too. Like, it's just fucking yoga, and I gotta laugh at myself. Like, I have to laugh at myself for how fucking serious I take some shit sometimes. Like, this is just a podcast. Like, who the fuck's even watching this thing? Thank you to everybody who's watching this, but, like, really, like, it's not a big deal.
If you watch this far, please drop a comment with your favorite animal emoji. Your favorite animal emoji in the comments if you got this far. And if you got some value out of it, leave a note. You know, love we would it. Appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in to Yogi Show 3.0. This has been fun. And there's more to come. So stay tuned. Let us know what you thought in the comments. If you didn't like it, you can write it down there. It's okay. We're good with it. We're okay with anything at this point. Just, has anyone got this far?
Yeah, so, you got this far. Yeah, if you got this far, send us a message. We're going to tally up the people that got this far, and then we're gonna pick a random winner and send them a Yogi Show sticker, right, Pedro?
Let's do it. Okay, my friends, thank you for tuning in. Deuces.
Namaste.
Boom.